This is Peter Walsh with M&R.
Scott Ritter with the Decorated Apparel Expo.
This is Ben Landisman with Lawson Screen and Digital Products.
This is Deborah Sexton.
And you're listening to the Two Regular Guys
Podcast.
Podcast. Hosted by Terry Combs
and Aaron Montgomery.
All right. Well, welcome to the show. It is Friday, November 13th, 2020. Friday the 13th again, Aaron. I'm Terry Combs, and you can find me at terrycombs.com.
And I'm Aaron Montgomery, and you can find me over at oursuccessgroup.com. Today, Terry, we're going to be talking with Dave Pomeroy about how Graphics Pro and Graphics Pro Expo are here to help shops survive and prosper in tough times, and just kind of get a general gauge of the industry's health from Dave's perspective. So Dave has been around in this industry for a long time. So I'm looking forward to talking to him about what they've got going on. You know, they're affected as all of the trade show folks are, and in the pivot, so to speak. So
in the pivot,
in the pivot. Yeah, we'll make that a thing. So anyhow, it's going to be great to talk to Dave. And also, as you mentioned, it is Friday the 13th. So
I was going to ask you, you're a Friday the 13th birthday guy, not this Friday the 13th, but tell us about Friday the 13th.
Yeah. Friday the 13th. So yeah, every Friday the 13th. In fact, my dad has taken to posting on Facebook now about it. He used to just send me a message or a text, but now it's on Facebook. So it's a happy non-triskaidekaphobia day. So not afraid of 13 is what that means. And so yes, I don't know, for whatever reason, because I was born on Friday the 13th, I kind of flipped the switch and I go, 13 is my lucky number. Friday the 13th is even better. So,
Today's lucky day then.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not really into all that superstition stuff in general, but it's always fun to enjoy. And when I posted the fact that I was Friday the 13th baby, I found out a lot of other, I mean, obviously a lot of people are going to be, but yeah, there's quite a few decorators out there that are also Friday the 13th babies. So
probably the more rare decorator is the February 29th one, but we'd like to hear from you guys too. But you know, Aaron, the protagonist in my novel and yes, I am on schedule for before Christmas. He was born on Friday the 13th, and the previous time he was born on Friday the 13th. What? So somebody asked me about this last week.
Yeah, there you go. Ask me about my book. Well, I do have it in my calendar. I've got a reminder to pop up to, in fact, it's a reminder to buy Terry's book on that day. So.
Awesome.
So let's see here. We've got some regulators already joining us here. Let's see here. We've got Christine. Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Friday the 13th. It's a good day. Jerry, good morning. And Wade and our main man, Eric, in the comments, as usual. Thanks, Eric. And Michelle and Todd and Lenny and Chuck and Gusta and Marcia and Justin. Oh, man. Good job, Eric. I was trying to see if I could
keep up with him. Yeah. It was Christine, by the way, who asked me about my book mug.
There you go. I like it. That's a great mug.
Christine, next week, I'm going to have one that is all about grammar and being the grammar police. So.
Nice.
Keep an eye out for that.
Well, she did say, I'm impressed that Aaron pronounced triskaidekaphobia. So I've had years and years of practice. So, so anyhow, right. Let's see. Todd did say February 29th is his wedding anniversary. So,
wow. So every 4 years he gets to. He's been married for like 3 years.
Yeah, something like that. So, all right. Well, let's get into some news items here, Terry, and then we'll get to Dave here shortly. But real quick, Impressions Expo has announced their schedule, and we'll be talking to Dave about their schedule. So everybody's trying to get things going for the 2021 season here. The January 22nd through 24th Long Beach show has been moved to April 24th and 26th, which is a bit of a bummer because it's partially overlapping the DAC Chicago show, but, you know, there's only so many dates in the year. So,
right.
And then the March 25th through the 27th Atlantic City show has been moved to June 24th through the 26th. The April's Orlando show has been canceled. June's Baton Rouge show has been canceled. And replaced on those same dates by Atlantic City. And then the September 10th through the 12th, they will be in Fort Worth. And that is the only Impressions Expo show that is unchanged. So
unchanged, unscathed so far.
Unscathed so far. Exactly. Exactly.
Well, Aaron, let me talk about a few of the other shows. Dave's going to go through the Graphics Pro Expo GPX shows for us. But just to kind of update people on the other shows and what the dates look like right now, DAX, the Decorative Apparel Expo, in Kansas City is February 19th and 20th. That's kind of around the corner. We'll see how that shakes out. DAX Minnesota, March 18th and 19th. And DAX Chicagoland, April 23rd and 24th. And Aaron, as you mentioned, overlapping now with the Impressions Expo. The reason we mentioned that is sometimes it's kind of a conflict for all of us who speak at all the shows that when they overlap. And, you know, this happened last year, Aaron, where suddenly the Impressions Expo got moved and it overlapped and people were like doing speaking at the DAX show one day, shooting to the airport, heading to Orlando to do. Yeah. So it gets a little complicated. Printing United is still scheduled for October 6th through 8th. And that is in Orlando. And as we've mentioned, all dates and events in bold letters, subject to change.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately for everybody involved, you know, as with everything in our lives, it's subject to change. So change is the only constant right now. And that's okay. You know, it change is a good thing. It makes you get creative. It makes innovation happen. You know, so while it sucks in a lot of ways, it also brings on, you know, we're going to look back and find some really good things that came out of all this. So,
you know, Aaron, our guest last week, he said, you know, 80% of the things in your life you can control and 20% you can't. The only difference in 2020 is 20% of your life you can control and 80% you can't. So.
That's right. So the things you couldn't control definitely seem like 100%.
Right.
Yeah, totally. All right. Well, let's get to the part that everybody's here for, Terry. We've got a great dad joke. Is this from you?
This is from me, man. I thought it's time for one of the two regular guys to do a dad joke again. So you ready?
Like it. I'm ready. Do it. Let's do it.
Okay. This is for you, Aaron, because this is an internet dad joke. So why is beef stew not a safe password to use?
I don't know why beef stew is not a safe password to use, Terry.
Because it's not stroganoff. Stroganoff.
Oh my.
You know out there, beef stroganoff?
Okay. Yeah, right. Beef, yes.
Like every password when I type it in, not strong enough.
Not strong enough.
But I can remember this one. Just put it in.
Just put in beef stew. All right.
Somebody can hack me. I don't care. There's nothing in here.
So now go to every one of Terry's profiles and start typing in beef stew and see what happens. All right. And just real quick, Terry, Christine does want to make sure that we're clear on the fact that everyone is looking forward to the dad joke except for her. So.
Okay. Well, she had to love that one. Come on.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was good. Eric said that one physically hurt. The cringe. It's real.
The cringe is real. All right. Not like my kamikaze one. I'm only going to show you this once. Man, that one bombed.
Yeah.
All right, Aaron. Hey, before we dive in, we want to thank everybody for checking out the Two Regular Guys podcast. If you are listening to the podcast version, we would appreciate you sharing with your friends so they can become regulators too. So we would love and appreciate you giving us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or wherever you're listening right now. And we are always looking for new guests. If you or anyone you know would like to join us, go to calendly.com/2. That's the number 2, regular guys, and give us your show ideas. We'd love to have new folks on the show or veterans of the show and who come back with new ideas. We'd love to see you. If you're watching us live right now, please join in with your comments and questions. Reach out to your industry friends right now and tell them to join us too right now.
Yep. Tell them to join us because the dad joke is over. The groaning is done. They can always go back and check it out later. And Terry, just come in a little closer though, just between us here. Christine did say, I did laugh. I have to confess. But okay.
Well, how about this? The groaning's over. The Matt groaning is over. You know, Matt Groening, the creator of The Simpsons. That's a dad joke comment.
It is. Terry, his next job in stand-up will be coming to us. All right. Before we get any further away from reality here, let's hear a word from our sponsor, the Impressions Expo. What is Impressions Expo? Impressions Expo, formerly known as ISS, is the premier trade show dedicated to the imprinted and decorated apparel industry. They have five shows that are produced annually in each region of the United States, including Long Beach, California, Atlantic City, New Jersey, Orlando, Florida, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and cap off the year at Fort Worth, Texas. Each of those five annual shows also feature over 30 seminars and hands-on workshops in categories such as screen printing, embroidery, digitizing, digital decorating, and much, much more. Visit ImpressionsExpo.com for more details, and while there, use the promo code RegularGuysIE for a free expo pass. Again, make sure you visit ImpressionsExpo.com to get more details. And the two regular guys look forward to seeing you there. All right. Well, thanks very much to Impressions for their continued support. Ah, Terry, you have any more jokes or anything like that that we can get to?
I'm done. I'm ready to get serious. Talk to
all
Dave.
Right. All right. Yeah, because you know we have to have a serious conversation. That's what we do on the Two Regular Guys. We're all serious all the time.
Every Friday morning, man.
All right. Let's get to Dave. Terry, whenever you're ready, let's bring him in.
All right. Well, Dave Pomeroy is the president of National Business Media, NBM, if anybody was ever wondering what NBM stood for, which publishes Graphics Pro Magazine and produces Graphics Pro Expo. Dave is a 26-year industry and NBM veteran, former publisher of A&E, Custom Gift Retailer, and Printwear Magazines. Dave, welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. Glad to be here. Thank you.
Fantastic. So, Dave, any dad jokes from you real quick before we get that all out of our system here?
Or it's funny, as you're saying this, I'm thinking about my kids, and they tell me on a regular basis that I'm the funniest dad joke they've ever seen, which I'm not sure I really get what they're talking about there.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah.
We'll talk to you about it after we go off the air.
Well, I'm terrible at telling jokes, but usually for me, the funniest part when I try to tell a joke is just how I stumble on it. So, a piece of string walks into a bar, and then it's just I don't tell jokes well. Well, hey, happy Friday 13th. Triskaidekaphobia.
Yeah, Triskaidekaphobia. In fact, Eric put the wiki link up for that, so you can check out what the heck that actually means. But yeah, all right, Dave, let's get to some good content here. Talk about what's happening over there at Graphics Pro Expo, the trade show schedule for 2021. Let's dive right in there.
You bet. Let me back up just a little bit. It's been a busy year. Of course, Graphics Pro Expo is the rebranding of the NBM show, which has been around for many years in various formats. And the rebranding all happens kind of along with what happened earlier in the year, the rebranding of our three trade publications, A&E, Printwear and Sign and Digital Graphics, into Graphics Pro Magazine. And that was a pre-pandemic thing, if you remember what life was like back then.
It's hard to, but yes.
Yeah.
Before the apocalypse.
Exactly. So that allowed us to kind of go with something that's a little bit more together. And we used this pause, if you will, in trade shows as an opportunity to rebrand as a Graphics Pro Expo. So going into next year, we were fortunate enough to get a calendar that doesn't start us out until May. We're hoping that's going to be enough time to actually get things back on the ground. But just like everybody else, we don't know. And Terry, I think you said it best, subject to change, right?
Right.
So, but in May, we're scheduled to be in Irving, Texas, which was actually the site of the last NBM show that got stopped midstream in March this year. Were you there, Terry?
Yeah, I was there. I got that call at midnight. Hey, you need to get your stuff out of your booth by 1 o'clock tomorrow. What?
just, and it's easy to forget how crazy things were even that week. You know, Wednesday of that week, the NBA canceled their schedule, and things were happening so fast, it was almost hard to, you know, keep up with it and believe that it was happening. But yeah, we had one day of the show on Thursday, and then that was it.
It was Dallas County, as I recall, that said, okay, you guys are done, right?
Exactly. Judge Clay Jenkins issued that order. I'm going to have that name emblazoned in my memory forever. Anyway, we'll be back in Irving, you know, with any luck, May 13th through the 15th. May 13th is not a Friday. That's a Thursday.
then it's still 15th, so it's good luck.
Absolutely. then we're on to Indianapolis the next month in June. I won't give you exact dates. I'll just kind of blow through this. We're going to be every month, May through November, Irving, Indianapolis in June, Meadowlands, New Jersey, which is Secaucus, New Jersey, New York City area, mm-hmm. in July, Long Beach, California in August, Pittsburgh, which is a first for us in September, and back to Charlotte, North Carolina, which is a favorite venue of ours, in late October.
Yeah.
So, you know, that Meadowlands show, it's funny, when you first started doing that, when we would introduce it on the show, we'd say New York City / Meadowlands / Secaucus, New Jersey. And then I always followed with, if you don't know where Secaucus is, if you've ever taken the train to New York City, that last stop where you change trains, that's Secaucus.
That helps, yeah. Yeah, not too many people know Secaucus. So
right.
Meadowlands is a little bit better, but nice location. And it's actually, for being that close to the city, it has free parking.
Free parking, restaurants all around the hall. Right. It is really a nice location there.
Yep. Couple of other just minor notes. Not minor notes along with the show. That Meadowlands show, we're partnering with the Northeast States Sign Association, which is a regional sign association that's done a show in Connecticut for years. And in 21, we're going to join forces with that show, which we're very excited about. Wonderful.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah. Indianapolis, we're bringing the RAPSCON event, which has been in the past few years in Long Beach, and that's vehicle wraps and vinyl wraps and so forth. We're going to take that to the Midwest in Indy. And then going back to the first show in Irving, we are going to do sort of the live version of, if you've seen our publication Start Here, which is kind of our entry level portal, if you will, for people new in the business to kind of establish how you get started. We're going to do a conference along with the show called Start Here Academy. So we've got some fun really stuff up our sleeves.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Well, Dave, Aaron and I are both participating in an event you have coming up next week. It's Decorated Apparel Day on November 18th. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you talk a little bit about, Aaron, you mentioned how the pandemic has sort of forced some creative thinking and new ideas. And that's really true. And I think it's accelerated a lot of, you hear this a lot, just a lot of things that people have had in mind, and it's sort of forced them into being, and I'm sure that's true of a lot of industry businesses. In this case, for us, it was the idea of doing online events that complemented our physical events. And after we got shut down in Irving, we were super quick to the drawing board and had our first online event called the NBM Show Breakaway Sessions out by May of this year. And the one that's coming up next week is going to be our sixth breakaway session, Decorated Apparel Day. Really excited about this. We've got a great lineup. It's going to really focus more on the technology, so the decorated part of decorated apparel, if you will. DTG, heat transfer, even laser engraving, of course, screen printing. And we've got just a host of really good classes that day, kicking off with a panel discussion that I hope people can really tune into. It's going to be led by the editor of Graphics Pro, Cassie Green, and kind of bringing the whole thing off for an hour. And we tend to get a lot of participation in the panel discussions, really good discussion, and it's an exciting way to start the day. So that's 10 o'clock Eastern next Wednesday.
That's 9 o'clock central, center of the universe, Aaron.
Okay. So, yeah. I operate on central times. So.
Therefore, we all do.
Go ahead, Terry.
I was just going to say, Dave, you know, something interesting, and you know, I guess necessity is the mother of invention. But, you know, I think, first of all of us on the presentation side have gotten much better at this year. And on the flip side, I think that those people hungry for information have gotten to be much more accepting of this online type of presentation, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely. And I think it was probably pretty a fair assessment to say, if you go back 10 months, that most people in the industry really wouldn't be that into, well, maybe that's a little harsh, but certainly a lot of people wouldn't be that into doing an event like this online. Well, we don't have any other choices. That changes things quite a bit. So I agree, we've all gotten much better at it.
Yeah, yeah. Terry, you would think this show would have gotten better, but, you know, we'll keep trying.
We haven't, I'm going to knock on wood, had any major issues where a guest just disappeared while we're talking to them and never came back. Or But, you know, Dave, I wanted to comment one more thing about this event next week. Something that I thought was a really great idea on your part is the fact that, Jeff Morgenthaler and I already filmed a presentation on direct-to-garment printing, but at the end of it is 15, 20 minutes of he and I live answering questions for people who watched the presentation. So I thought, what a great concept, in that you're not just watching a training video, you're also at the end being able to ask all the questions you want to ask.
Right. Right. And that's kind of the magic of these things. You can, anybody who attends can go in there and on the chat, ask questions, and the classes are going to be live attended by the presenter on the other side answering that. So there's a lot of good back and forth, and that really adds a lot to it.
I think so too.
Even after the event, we leave these events up for 2 weeks. Anybody can go on there and you know, catch the companies that are involved with it, ask questions and so forth. So, you know, trying to keep the discussions going, even if we don't have the live venues or physical venues to do them in.
Yeah. So Dave, when you first started these programs, you said back in May, with breakaway session number one, you know, as you said, you know, innovation kind of is happening, but what were some of those big hurdles that you guys had to get over? Like you said, you guys were one of the first ones out with some online content. And so, you know, that was pretty impressive. Was work already being done on these, or what, how did you guys get out the door?
No, yeah, that's a great question. I'm really proud of our crew here. We had not done anything. We had no concept in mind. This was probably on the bottom of page two of my list of things that I'd like to do. So we really brought it to the top of the list. We formed a task force here at NBM to figure it out. And the biggest challenge was to find kind of the backbone of it, what you would call the platform, which is the tech side of it, that would host an event like this. And at that time, every trade show in the world was doing the exact same thing. Yeah. So to get any of these guys even just to call you back or to answer a question was extremely challenging. And we were able to do that. We found a good one. We got it off the ground, and you know, there was a lot of things we didn't know, but we learned as we went, and it went off pretty good. As we look toward next year, we're hoping to continue the breakaway concept, but we'll be able to take a pause after next week. And we're developing right now in the background version, what I call 2.0 of our platform. Gotcha. So it'll be, you know, bigger, better, a little bit easier to use than even what we had this year.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Well, you know, I think also, as much as we encourage people to get out and physically get to a trade show, there are parts of this country that it's not as practical to get away, or you know, as we all know, being entrepreneurs, it's tough to take you know, 3 days when you're in Nebraska to shoot out to the graphics expo out in Long Beach, Graphics Pro Expo. Exactly. In Long Beach, you know, so these opportunities for people to get that same education, I think, is going to be tremendous.
Yeah, and that's been kind of a fun thing to see, to be able to reach people in, you know, you name it, Anchorage, Portland, Maine, Missoula, sure. You know, who don't have, shows anywhere near them, and they never will, as try as hard as we might. We're coming to Pittsburgh next year. We can check that off.
Yeah.
But yeah. That's so, a plus.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, Dave, speaking of Pittsburgh, I'm going to change tracks on us here real quick, because before we get too far away from that, how do you guys go about that whole process of kind of figuring, you know, Pittsburgh, you guys are always willing to try new things, and I love that about what you guys do. You know, where does some place like Pittsburgh show up? You know, how does that show up on your table?
Sure. Yeah. We always kind of have a sort of a running tally of the, what I would call the trade show universes. That's our lingo, but around any city. And that's typically going to be, depending on what part of the country you're in, anywhere from 150 to 250 miles, the radius around the city. That's most of what we're bringing in. And that's our formula. We do regional events. And so we're constantly looking for untapped areas, that can draw that. And it's really been a different way of thinking. The first one of these we did, which was right here, I'm in Colorado, and we did a show in Denver in 2015. And we did not know what was going to happen, because on paper, the universe looked way too small. And for anyone who was there, it was sort of a pleasant surprise. I think we had 1,800 people in the doors for a 2-day show. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You did have that freak snowstorm, but.
Well, who knew in June? No.
Exactly. But hey, by the end of the day, it was after we all landed, it was beautiful.
That's right.
So, yeah. And all the attendees missed it all. So it was all of us there setting up early, right?
Yeah.
But hey, I have to say, you know, as a vendor and somebody that's done more than a couple of trade shows, when you guys came up with the concept of the 2-day trade show, everybody was like, I wonder if this is going to work. And everyone I talk to says, I have no difference in the amount of contacts I make with potential clients in 2 days than 3 days. And, you know, those of us who used to be road warriors, that 2-day show concept is awesome.
Good to hear. Music to my ears. That's really what we're going for. I mean, that's kind of what was behind it, is ROI for the exhibitors. It's no small undertaking to exhibit at a trade show. Right. And we want to the thing we hate the most is seeing people with time on their hands, because that's just time, frankly, that's going to be used to yell at Dave. So, you know,
I was just going to say, they spend that time chatting with you. I know.
So we want you to be busy, and for attendees, they can still, the shows of these size, 2 days is going to be plenty. Enough time to attend some good classes, to have time to really have good conversation with exhibitors. And that's what it's all about.
Exactly. That's awesome. So Dave, we talked about the breakaway sessions. We've talked about what you've got coming up live and whatnot, but obviously the publications and online events, 2020, that's kind of, not only is it important, but that's all we can do at this point. So right. how are Graphics Pro and the online MBM events kind of helping shops survive and maybe even prosper? We're definitely seeing a lot of prospering still, which is a great thing.
It is a great thing. When we unified A&E Printwear and Sign and Digital Graphics, you know, that was a plan that came together in the very beginning of this year. We didn't know the pandemic was on the way. I think we were just starting to hear about it at that time, but really had no clue. So that was honestly good timing, I think, for anybody in the industry, because I hate to overuse the word, but more than ever, diversification is kind of been a lifesaver this year. If your business was in team sports and team sports just got shut down in May, you had to do something else. And I'm not going to say the word pivot. You already said it. I'm not going to say that.
Okay, all right. As well.
Anybody who watched Friends always laughs when you hear the word pivot. Pivot? Pivot?
So, you know, there's the diversifying into other technologies, which I think can be good. It's not necessarily good. If I can give a quick plug, Aaron, last week you were on our podcast, the mm-hmm. Graphics Profiles.
Yeah.
And which terrific job, by the way.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being there. But if you go back a few episodes, I would point people to listen to Bob Hagel, who used to run an engraving shop in California, and he recently retired, and then listened to Braden Todd, who's here in Colorado in Boulder, who has a glass and engraving shop there. And they have two very different philosophies about diversification. Bob thinks that it you know, really you got to be super careful about that, and that may not be the best thing, and you're probably better off to really specialize in one thing and become the best at it. And Braden takes more of the bring it on attitude, and we'll add anything that makes sense, and they're making that work. So both can work, but you know, you got to figure out what's right for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, and Dave, I think it's with or without COVID, I think it's a changing world, a changing marketplace. And it's like, you know, with sublimation, with direct to garment, with that, you know, well, let me say what I always say here. It's an Amazon world. I want it custom. I want one, and I want it now. And no matter who you are or what type of decorator, and talk to, you know, my background obviously is in screen printing, and I talk to screen printers every single day. And it's the constant of, I am turning away so much business because, you know, people walk in the door and say, well, why can't you do it? Amazon can give me three. Cafe Press can give me three. Zazzle, all those 1,000 other companies can give me three. Why can't you? And I'm not saying, hey, don't be a screen printer anymore, because screen printing isn't going anywhere. But the whole concept of the new marketplace, you know, when I started in business, I was a screen printer, and the folks down the street were embroiderers, and these folks over here, they did transfers. Today, you've got to be diversified in what you do to survive in the marketplace. And you know, you can't force the market to stay where you want it to be. You can't say to every customer that walks in the door, oh, I'm sorry, our minimum's 48. Well, you're going to go out of business. We had somebody on our show about 6 months ago talking about, you know, he's running multiple automatic presses. And he said, my 10,000 piece customer now says to me, I want those 10,000 pieces, but I want to order them 100 pieces a week. It because I don't want to carry the inventory anymore. I don't want to have 9,990 dogs on the shelf that I have to send to my outlet store. So, you know, COVID or not, I think the changing marketplace, you've got to keep up or you'll be left behind.
Yeah, that requires people to be really nimble. You know, again, not for everybody, but there's a lot of value in having that philosophy of we're never going to say no, even if it's maybe a technique that you can't do. Well, do you have somebody locally or even not locally that you can outsource it to, so you can keep that customer in house?
And it's so much easier to do that today with, you know, with the internet and dealing with folks who you could job things out to that you're never going to meet face to face unless, you know, you in fact have that trade show in May. That's the beauty also of the trade shows and the beauty of these online events. If you want to get out there and say, okay, I'm going to be open to these new technologies, where are you going to learn it? You're going to learn it at these events.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So in fact, Marion says, my laser Etsy shop really kept me afloat, and I added a sublimation printer to add more gift items. Personalization is the thing people want. So Dave, with that being said, what information are shop owners looking to Graphics Pro NBM for? What are you hearing the most right now?
Mentioned diversification, but there's kind of another side to it as well. I think people are really more than ever trying to peer into, you know, what are you doing? What's this other guy doing who has a shop that's similar to mine or business that's similar to mine, and what can I learn from it? Which I think we all really understand, especially when you're, you know, in this time where we can't really get together as much. I know I feel it with our business. I just want to have that validation of, man, we're going into online events to complement our trade show business. Am I doing this right? I don't know. So it's helpful to see what the other guy's doing. We're seeing a lot of shops who are, for example, would attend a breakaway session on vehicle wraps, who don't do vehicle wraps, but they're trying to learn the process and the workflow, and maybe a little bit about design and how to sell design and so forth. So there's some common things there that, and that surprised me a little bit to find, but when you think about it, sure, it makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Interesting. Yeah. I mean, you know, as a, I guess you guys would consider yourselves a media company at its core, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, within that, you guys are have a lot of potential touch points, a lot of information and content that you're sharing. So that is interesting to hear you say that you're seeing, you know, people from different areas kind of crossing over in that diversification kind of idea, but it may not be that, you know, they're attending a wraps information to become somebody that's doing vehicle wraps, but how can they work from the periphery of that? Does that sound correct?
Yeah, it's that and sort of learning what can I pick up to apply to my business from how these businesses are doing it. And there is a difference. There's no question about it. Apparel decorators traditionally probably had a little bit of a different workflow than a vinyl shop, for example.
Yeah, yeah. So that's interesting. Yeah, getting that's a really interesting thought too, to get more information and how I can make that work for my business too. And I think that's what... with the online opportunities and the additional content that people can touch that aren't so regionally based, that makes for some interesting sharing. You know, you guys are, I'm assuming, seeing that quite a bit in what you guys have going on.
Exactly. Yeah. And the we're hearing more questions from readers and viewers. We used to just call them readers or attendees, but these days readers, viewers, attendees, listeners, whatever you like. More questions than ever, just in terms of trying to learn technology and apply techniques, a lot about design, things like that. So, you know, I think the hunger for information has not disappeared. And to that end, in case anyone out there doesn't know, Graphics Pro, the magazine is also a daily newsletter. So if you go to graphics-pro.com, you can sign up for our free daily newsletter. I would be shocked if somebody in the business wouldn't be able to find at least one little nugget on there every day. We cover apparel decorating, awards and personalization, signage, and really the industry as a whole. But every day, if you're going to take, you know, 30 seconds to scan something like that, I think you're going to find a tip that's you'll find useful.
Yeah. You know, when Aaron and I do like niche market shows, and people love our niche market shows here, we need to schedule one. But it's funny. We always preface it with, listen, we're not talking about you saying, oh, you know what? Number two niche market you guys talked about. That's my new business. We're talking about getting nuggets of ideas, just like you just said. And I, you know, when I first got into the business a few years ago, I used to go to every seminar at every trade show. And my philosophy then and still today is, if I can get one little bit of information, one nugget that it helps me improve myself or my business, it was worth spending that hour, you know, online, more like 45 minutes. But I think that's what people need to go into these things with, that thought is, if there's one little bit of information and you know, you set yourself apart if you're there. And if you're listening to this show, you've already set yourself apart, because obviously you're out there trying to learn about the industry and well, the dad jokes too, but you're, you know, there's so many folks out there who try to start a business and think, okay, here is my business. It will never change. And I don't need to learn anything more. And you guys give the opportunity for people who want, need that information. So we certainly appreciate that. But Dave, it's crystal ball time. You ready for, you get your crystal ball out?
Bring it on.
All right. Once COVID is just a memory, when we say, remember COVID, remember 2020, how do you think trade shows will be impacted in the future from what's happening now?
Wonderful question. We actually have a crystal ball here in the office. I wish I grabbed it and I would have a nice visual. Nice. It doesn't work, by the way. Can't find the on switch. especially in this industry, trade shows are never going to lose their importance. And I guess I would go toward, if you think about the five senses, in this industry, we really need to appeal to at least four out of those five. Taste, maybe not so much, but tactile, smell, sight, sound are all very important. So these are things you need to do in person. You to really understand the graphic production and decoration process. So I think that's not going to go away. There's a buzzword in the trade show and events industry called hybrid events. And when I hear that, I'm like, oh, that's really interesting. And then look into it. I don't know that there's a whole lot there. And I'm not sure that I really get what, I don't think that's the future of events. So to me, when people are talking about hybrid events, they might be talking about adding some kind of virtual reality element to a trade show, and more of the video classes or classes that are being held in person, adding a video element to that. Nice ideas, but I don't really think that's going to move the ball forward, and I don't think that's a permanent solution. If we're going to say talk about something that's a hybrid event in the future, that's both a physical event and something online, I think we might learn some things from this time in terms of helping peers network together at a trade show, which is not always an easy thing to do, both at and after the show, and then also connections between buyers who attend a show and the exhibitors who are there again after the event.
Yeah, yeah. Dave, we found the formula for the networking. It's beer and chicken wings. So, just...
yeah,
we'll you are not wrong.
You know, when you talk about that face to face thing, you're certainly correct about, you know, when Aaron and I both speak at a lot of events, and you've got your presentation, and I think if you're doing it without any reaction, you're just going to do your presentation. But if you're facing 20, 30, 50 people, five people, you're going to be looking into their eyes and see their reaction and see if what you're talking about is hitting home with them. And if not, then the questions start happening. And that presentation you had, and Aaron always laughs at me. He'll be like, oh, how many slides did you have? 40. How many did you get through? 7. Because all of a sudden that presentation, that seminar takes on a life of its own. And then it's an interaction with everyone. And they probably get much more out of it than watching me or Aaron just go through our presentation. So, you know, you're correct in that. I think that personal interaction, even out on the trade show floor, is invaluable.
Yeah.
Difference between a monologue and a conversation. You're absolutely right.
Totally. Yeah. So some of the regulators chiming in here with some good stuff. Dean says, I like the online classes. I find that I will watch one at my time that I would not do at a trade show. So there's so getting to kind of pick and choose and be on your own schedule. That's Renee says, I miss the in-person shows, but have enjoyed the info in the online sessions. So thanks, Dave.
Good.
And then Marion says, Graphics Pro has become my favorite trade publication. And she also follows that up with your trade shows rock. And then Renee says, I agree.
Not past tense. I'm sorry.
rocked. Yes. Yeah, rock. Keep continuing to rock. And then Renee says, agreed. I met some of my best friends at trade shows. And I think that may be a piece, you know, you talk about the tactile and the touch and feel and getting in. Terry talks about that face-to-face interaction. And then, yeah, the other side of that that you mentioned, that peer-to-peer interaction, you know, knowing that you've got somebody else in the same thing with you and that opportunity to talk and be open and just share. You know, I think our industry's changed drastically over the last 10 to 15 years from more of a everybody held everything real close to their vest to where I think we do have a really nice open industry now. And I think that,
yes,
you know, a lot of things happen, but you know, people like yourselves sharing information constantly is, I think, a big part of that.
Well, and people like yourselves who I think it's interesting. There, if I were to write a list of the people who I consider really good teachers in the industry, that would be pages and pages. And and you guys would even be on that list.
Yes.
Of course, you'd be at the top of it. But but it just speaks to the quality of the people that we have. And you're right, that's a mindset that I can remember back when people were a little bit more closed with the information. And once that breaks open, everybody's more at ease with sharing information. I'm sorry, go ahead, Terry.
I was just going to say, I think part of that is Aaron and I constantly saying on this show to people, you don't want people to know the secrets of how you screen print. You don't have any secrets. You may as well share.
Yeah.
You may think they're secrets. Good
point. Yeah.
Dave, what were you going to say?
Well, yeah, on the note of sharing secrets, I have some information I'd love to share with everybody who's at the show today. So here's what I'd like to do. If anybody's interested, we have every year we conduct what we call market intelligence surveys in different areas in the industry. And we put together a summary, which is really pretty interesting. So you can see and we cover various subjects. We cover D2G, heat graphics, laser engraving, sublimation, team sales, and we have reports put up created for all these things every year. If you email me at dave@nbm.com, NBM as a National Business Media, as Terry explained earlier, thank you, and put in the subject line market intelligence, I'll shoot to you all six of these reports. No problem. I'd love to share them with you. These are typically only reports that we share with people who do the surveys. So this is something special just for viewers of Two Regular Guys.
Yeah, awesome. That's regulars. Awesome. That's really awesome. So again, dave@nbm.com, and just put in the subject line market intelligence. That's great, Dave. Thank you so much. That's some good information there too. I think, again, that understanding of what everybody else is up to, like you mentioned, kind of gives you some validation, makes you feel like you're moving forward when you can see what the averages are, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah. So Dave, one more thing here before we let you go, we're getting towards the end. Tell our listeners how else they can find you. Thank you so much for sharing your email address. But I know you guys are all over the place, websites, maybe you can share, and we'll get some links shared in our show notes too for all your social media stuff. I mean, you guys are fairly prolific right now. So
yeah. Myself personally, not so much. I'm terrible in the social media, but as far as Graphics Pro and the Graphics Pro Expo, we got it all covered. So the main ones to remember for now are the magazine website that I mentioned earlier, graphics-pro.com. And then our show website, as we're in the process of rebranding to Graphics Pro Expo, super easy, graphics-pro-expo.com. If you go there today, it's still going to look like the NBM show. Go there in 3 weeks and it's going to look very different. So things are in the works.
That's be awesome. Careful about that. Aaron writes this kind of thing down, and in 3 weeks from now, he's going to ask you. So
I think we're good.
Be careful what you say.
Hold awesome. Me to it, please.
That's right. That's right. Great. Well, Dave, anything we missed here before we let you go?
I think that's it. I really appreciate everything you guys are doing. Keep up the great work. Wonderful to see you. And we'll hopefully see each other in person as things start heating up in the spring.
Yes, awesome. Indeed. Well, we're good. Definitely looking forward to getting to see you face to face. And we'll show you our formula with the beer and the chicken wings and see how it goes.
I'm curious. I'm really interested in this.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Super. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Awesome. That was a lot of fun. Always great talking to Dave. Such a great guy. And lots of good information. It is interesting to kind of see what, what people are going through and what how they kind of make decisions, how they move forward. I love Dave's idea about the fact that, sometimes just learning something different from an outside, maybe it's not your business exactly, but learning from it is how can I take that and mold my business to that? So even, even the parts that, not many of us are actually putting on trade shows here that are listeners, but you can see what they're having to do to kind of focus and change. And so, you know, how can you implement that in your business as well? So that's really cool.
Love it. Yeah.
Renee says time travel too. It's science. So it's...
Exactly. It is science.
I think the beer and the chicken wings lead to time travel. And then
exactly right. Well, you know, and Aaron, what I didn't say, and all the regulators know this already, but there wouldn't be two regular guys without the trade shows. I mean, this all came out of us and other vendors and show attendees chit-chatting in the hotel bars after a show about, you know, chicken wings, beer, and what I learned today, you know? So.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, and I don't know. I saw Ruggs was in the comments today. Ruggs, we've had on the show. So Ruggs, if you are still here and listening in, Dean had a comment a little earlier. So if you guys could take a look at that, just having a hard time signing up. So I wanted to make sure that we got that squared away. All right. Well, let's real quick, Terry. Reggie voting is happening right now. And this is not a rant. I'm not calling anybody out. We got an anonymous email from a listener, and totally understand the need to be anonymous. It certainly would have loved it to not be anonymous so we could actually have the conversation about it. But I want to put this out there, and not to be able to explain, but just to put it out there, because we do want the Reggies to always get better all the time. And in fact, we felt like we took some steps this year to improve, and we'll try to take more steps that fit within the concept of what the Reggies are all about, right? What are the Reggies about, really?
It's industry participants recognizing people in the industry who've excelled, or companies who have excelled in some way, and people in our industry who want to recognize that customer service or that education or a variety of other things that People's Choice Awards, Aaron, as you've described it before.
Definitely. Okay, well, let me just read this real quick, and we won't spend too much time talking about it, but just want to throw it out there, because again, we do want this feedback. We appreciate this feedback, and we need this feedback. Every company needs feedback, whether you like it or not, kind of thing, you know. So so here it is. The email said, "I love the Reggies. It's a great way to show our support and love for those who help us along, but ... I really think you should do the nominations in a different way. There are a few nominated that only help out in one group, but because that group has hundreds of followers, they usually win. There are so many other industry people that help so many more people than one decoration business group. Not saying that they are not good at what they do there, but they are not fully rounded in the industry. Please take a look and see for next year, maybe have business leaders or in our industry choose who gets nominated." So that was the email. Go ahead, Terry.
Well, I was just going to say, when you and I and Eric had a conversation about this email, and it stuck out was, you know, people in the industry, you know, industry leaders making the nominations. And my very first comment was, as I looked down through this list, and I'm looking through right now, the same people would be on this list. You know, because somebody is in embroidery, and we'll take Eric for example. I mean, Eric, I've had people say to me, "I don't even do embroidery," and I listen to Eric's presentations because, you know, he has so much to offer. And so, you know, most of us are in some part of the industry, so it's hard to say somebody that excels in all parts of the industry could only be nominated. That's pretty tough. Especially since we preach niche markets and find your one or two or three niches and own it. That doesn't translate to, I do some screen printing, I do some embroidery, and I do some sublimation, and I do some cut vinyl, and I do some of this and some of that.
I agree with you, Terry, that what you're saying there. Sorry to interrupt you. Super appreciate the recommendation. Absolutely. We've said from the very beginning that we don't want this to be a certain group of people picking who the nominees are, that we do want it to be a completely run and put on by everybody, that they're, because my concern about, you know, having a panel is that panel of people will be only people that Terry and I know, right?
Exactly.
Right. So that's the first problem. The second problem is that if it is just a panel of people, then it becomes this, you know, and I'm not talking down about anything else that's ever happened, but you get, you give the opportunity to have the good old boy network happening when you get to that point, right, too. So if there's other recommendations outside of a panel of people picking nominees that, that would help, then it's totally, we're totally open to that.
And you know, Aaron, and part of it, I think what the undertone of this email was, is, well, so-and-so has, they've got 250,000 followers and just said, hey, by the way, go vote for me. Well, guess what? That person has 250,000 followers in our industry. So, you know, that, that doesn't go without saying.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And Christine, actually, I think this is great comment from Christine that I want to share real quick. She says, the reality is that you'll never get the Reggies to work in such a way that it will satisfy everyone. And even if someone is influential and helpful in one group, they're still influential and helpful. I think you do what you can to make things open and fair. Yeah. And because the other point that I wanted to make real quick too, Terry, is the opposite of this has also happened as well, where I've gotten calls and texts and emails from people that were nominated asking me to take them off the list because they didn't want, you know, they didn't want to take away from other people. They didn't want, you know, they wanted it to be, you know, more kind of
give somebody else a turn kind of thing.
Yeah. Give somebody else a turn, you know, didn't want to take away, didn't. And we also said the exact same thing to them was, we appreciate that, we understand, but this is completely by open. You know, anybody can nominate, and we go with what is there. So, you know, so we didn't take them off the list.
And you know, Aaron, let me add something else. And this is something you and I've talked about right from the very first Reggie Awards is, wow, I don't even know who this person is. I've never met this person. Mm-hmm. And so we now have friends of us, friends of the show that were nominated and we had no idea who they were. And so,
They had no idea who we were.
Exactly. What is it? What was I nominated for?
Exactly. So anyways,
we've had people win Reggies that you and I didn't personally know. And, you know, we've been knocking around the trade shows for a long time.
Yeah. I've been in this 20 years. So, we've met some new people and we love that about it. So anyhow, yeah. Just wanted to throw it out there. We, again, super appreciate the feedback. Please keep the feedback coming. Always open to having those discussions. We're open to any ideas. We love the Reggies as an opportunity to celebrate people. And, you know, heck, we've made plenty of other mistakes with the Reggies along the way too. The last year's winners just got their awards. So,
well, and you're right, Aaron. And if people have suggestions and we love getting emails like this, that, you know, first of all, offering suggestions, second of all, paying attention and appreciating the value of this award. So,
yeah. And just appreciating the industry, you know, wanting what's best for the industry. I think that at our core, Terry, has always been what Two Regular Guys has been all about. You know, as you can tell, we'll bring on any trade shows, anybody that's doing information there. It's, you know, this is to make the industry better first and foremost. So anyhow.
Exactly.
All right. So back to the Reggies. Voting will take place until December 10th. Eric's got the link up there in the comments, but if you go to tworegularguys.com /2020 underscore Reggies, that will take you there. And it is also in the menu and everything, so you can get to it. And voting's happening. I haven't actually been over to take a look because I normally try to go vote first. So, and then I don't touch it.
And that's December 10th, 5 p.m. Central Time, Center of the Universe.
Yes, Center of the Universe. Nice. Okay. All right. Well, Terry, what other events do you guys have coming up here?
Well, let's see here. I'm sorry to get down through our list here. 10 reasons for DTG, for getting involved in DTG. I'm doing that with Jeff Morgenthaler next week at the Breakaway number 6, November 18th, during the Decorated Apparel Day, MBM. And we've already shown the links for that. Tuesday next week at 1 o'clock Eastern, which is noon Central Time, I'm going to be doing a roundtable discussion of the Epson's new F3070. That's going to be at equipmentzone.com. It's going to be myself, Jeff Morgenthaler, and Amy Krulowitz, along with Jay Bassell, talking about this new printer and some little tidbits of information that we picked up from some private events that Epson's been having. So I think a lot of new information is going to be over there. And I need to do a little update on my website, Aaron, but my upcoming events will be up for 2021 at terrycombs.com. Still working on putting all that together. I'm going away for a long weekend as soon as the show's over. So I guess that'll be a next week project.
All right, I'll write it down for next week, Terry.
No, all right. You wanna,
yeah. I've, you yeah. Share? So Eric, yeah, definitely. So Eric has got his program, the Take Up, which is probably exactly that program that you were mentioning, where people watch it even though they don't do embroidery. It's a fantastic program. I am one of those people. So his show is happening at 2:30 Mountain Time, which would be 3:30 Central Time for everybody else. And today it's all about the art of preparation in embroidery and business. So double hit there. So definitely want to check that out. Let's see here. You can find that at facebook.com/Eric.Campbell, or you can also find it on YouTube if you search Eric Campbell, and he will also have the bit.ly links up there for you, or any of those links. I won't try to butcher that this time around, but there you go. Perfect. It's on screen. Thank you, Eric. And also, again, just another reminder for folks that if you're looking to demystify next level digitizing, his webinar is available still. It talks about better running, bolder, more beautiful embroidery with faster cycle from concept to completion. This is a must watch if you're an embroidery digitizer and you want to take it to the next level. And so check it out. You can get access to Eric's webinar at bit.ly.com/EricDD, and you'll see it right down on the screen there, Terry. For me, as you mentioned, we're both participating in the Breakaway session number 6. I am going to be on a panel discussion with some pretty heavy hitters. I was joking that I am the only one that's not part of a Fortune 500 company outside of Jennifer from NNEP, but she's a pretty major
major player there,
major trade association. So I'm just going to try to keep up with everybody. But no, it's going to be awesome. And it is really a fantastic event that I'm looking forward to doing. And that was the 18th, right, Terry? That's what, 18th correct, of November. Correct. I didn't have it on my list here. But and then for me, Small Business Saturdays happening. I've moved the time back to 8 a.m. Central Time. People were more tuning in more in the mornings to begin with, and just allows everybody to kind of get into that and then get on to the rest of their day. That Saturday volleyball thing my son had is now over for right now. So we're going to try to stick with 8 a.m. for as long as we can. This is going to be the 5th week of a 10-week program. And Terry, it's a 10-week program, not a 12-week program. So, so 12-step program. Yes. Jerry, yes, 8 a.m. So there you go. Thanks, Jerry. And so this week is the 5th week, and we're going through the Success Principles. That's a book by Jack Canfield that I'm becoming a certified Success Principles trainer. And this week is about getting smart with our goals. So we're going to get into goal setting. One of my favorite things to do. And you can check that out at liveosg.com or at our Facebook page at facebook.com/oursuccessgrouppro. And so that's what I've got going on right now, Terry. So you are getting in a car here shortly. So let's go ahead and close this up. We're just into bonus time. And we want to thank Dave Pomeroy for joining us today. Again, Dave at NBM with Market intelligence in the subject line. We'll get you some free information. So we really appreciate Dave opening that up to the regulators today. And I want to thank him for his time today.
I hope everybody takes advantage of that, because that's a lot of really, really great information. So,
yeah,
indeed. But yeah, we want to also thank our show producer, Eric Campbell, and you can find him at ericcampbell.com and also at The Take Up.
Excellent. Yeah. So we're going to check him out this afternoon. And Terry, next week, we're going to be talking screen printing with industry veteran Charlie Tablieb. And so really excited. I always love talking to Charlie. He's such a fun, laid back guy with lots of great information. And I kind of feel like this might be a little bit like your conversation with Scott Ritter, where I just kind of hang back and let you guys talk screen printing.
I always like talking to Charlie because he always mentions some type of copyright infringement or felony from the 70s. So,
but that'll be a lot of fun. Statute of limitations are up, Terry.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
It will be a lot of fun. And also, real quick, we're probably going to have the folks from Impressions Expo on before we get to Charlie too, to right. kind of catch up with them as well with some of their recent announcements. So trying to keep you guys up to date. And so we're going to steal a little time from Charlie and talk to Jamar and Josh, I believe is what we're looking at right now. So absolutely. Looking forward to that next week. So tune in.
It'll be a great conversation. All right. Until then, I'm Terry Combs. He's Aaron Montgomery.
And we are the Two Regular Guys.
Thank you for listening to Two Regular Guys. Check out our website at tworegularguys.com. That's the number 2regularguys.com. You can also interact with us over at our Facebook page, facebook.com/tworegularguys, or send us a tweet, twitter.com/tworegularguys. And we have a YouTube page. You can find all that from our website, tworegularguys.com. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to spending some time with you again next week.